Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Under God, and together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. And we will make America great again.
Well, welcome, friends, to Praying for America. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here. I have the privilege of leading Priests for Life, one of the largest pro-life groups in the nation and in the world. So thank you for what you do for President Trump and for America. We're here to pray for America. We're here to look at the Word of God and apply it to America, apply it to the things that are going on in our midst. I have a special prayer I wrote for President Trump that I want to begin the program with tonight. And then I want to continue a conversation from yesterday, because day before yesterday I was at a special prayer event at Mar-a-Lago, Catholics praying for Trump. And I started talking yesterday about how the Catholic teaching, which is very much aligned on social issues with the teaching of Christians overall, but I'm trying to share with you some specific messaging to Catholics that should teach them why they should be excited about another Trump administration. Let's go to the scriptures first, though. I want to talk about I want to read from Luke's gospel about the betrayal and arrest of Jesus. You know, we're coming close to Holy Week now and the celebration of the Passion of Christ, very intense in the churches, and then the celebration of the resurrection. And so I want to start reading from more of the sections of Scripture that deal with Jesus's suffering, death, and resurrection. So Luke 22, starting with verse 47. While Jesus was still speaking, there came a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" And when those who were around him saw what would follow, they said, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this," and he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and elders who had come out against him, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Let us pray. Father, we are saddened by betrayal. We are saddened by the betrayal of Judas, by the fact that all of the apostles deserted him and fled later that night as they became afraid. We are saddened by betrayal. Only John stood by the cross. Where were the rest? Where indeed on Good Friday were the people who had been fed? The 5,000, not counting women and children, those that had been fed by the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. Where were those who heard the Sermon on the Mount? Where were the crowds that saw the raising of Lazarus from the dead? Indeed, what happened in the killing of Jesus was not because of the power of evil people. It was because of the silence of good people. The betrayal. Betrayal by good people. Lord God, save us from betrayal. And save us here in America today from those who are betraying our nation. Those who even have positions of leadership and responsibility for our nation, but are betraying it. Not enforcing the laws that are on the books, not respecting the decisions of lawmakers that reflect the decisions of their people, not respecting our Constitution, not caring about our position on the world stage and the respect that that should engender, not protecting our border, not protecting our children, born or unborn. Save us from betrayal, Lord God. May those who have betrayed our country by overstepping the bounds of their authority, by instituting policies that are downright destructive and unconstitutional, may those who are in authority but have betrayed this nation be voted out of office swiftly, decisively, by overwhelming margins. May they be voted out of office. This is what we pray, this is what we work for. Out of office. May they be voted decisively out of office. Lord God, we may not be able to change their minds and hearts, but we can change how much authority they have. We may not be able to convert their hearts, but we can change their job descriptions. We have the power to vote. We have the power to vote in tremendous numbers. We pray right now for those Christians, tens of millions of them, who say they profess, publicly profess faith in you, Lord God, faith in Jesus Christ, but don't vote. Lord, what is happening here? Awaken your people. The part of serving you, part of serving you, Lord God, is to play their rightful part in the governing and the protecting and the making great of this nation. We ask this today as we ask all things. In the name of the one who was betrayed for our salvation, the one who will never betray us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This is a beautiful prayer. Let me say this together with you as well. You can find this, by the way, at prayercampaign.org, Prayer for President Trump. And it summarizes, it's also an educational prayer, because for those who are forgetting, and remember, I've always told you, I told you all throughout the elections last time, the American people need to be constantly reminded of the accomplishments of President Trump, because what the other side wants to do, they don't only want to keep him out of the White House. They want to get him out of the hearts and minds of the American people. I've said this over and over again. They want to erase any memory, recollection, or appreciation of the tremendous accomplishments of which he and his team and all of us should be rightly proud. The prayer reminds us of those accomplishments. The prayer calls for the necessary graces and protections that he needs. I want to say this prayer with you, and then I want to continue on some of the points of Catholic messaging, which really intersect with a lot of the accomplishments. So let's pray. God, Almighty Father, we praise you for the wondrous deeds you have done throughout history. Your wondrous deed of creating us, though we did not ask for nor earn it. Your wondrous love in raising up your own people and giving them a covenant and a land to call their own. We praise you for manifesting yourself in Jesus Christ and for giving us faith in him, in whose blood alone we find forgiveness and peace, in whose name alone we find hope of salvation, and in whose power alone we find security. We acknowledge him as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the ruler of every nation. Lord, your word teaches us that all authority has been established by you, that those who serve us in public office are ministers of God, and that we are to pray for all in authority, that we may lead peaceful lives in all godliness and devotion. O God, we praise your loving providence by which you have protected your people in distress and proven that those who trust in you will be victorious over every evil. You tested your servant Abraham and commanded him to sacrifice his only son Isaac. When you saw his obedience, you stayed his hand, provided a ram for the sacrifice, and gave him Isaac back as if from the dead. We praise you for what you did for your people whom you set free from slavery in Egypt. You taught them to trust in you even when they were caught between Pharaoh's armies and the Red Sea. And you said to Moses, tell the Israelites to go forward. And you brought them a mighty deliverance. Lord, when the apostles of your Son saw him taken away to be crucified, they thought their hope was lost, and they deserted him and fled. The women wondered, who would roll away the stone for them? And the disciples, walking to Emmaus, told the stranger that they were hoping that Jesus would be the one to deliver them. You brought them, too, to a mighty deliverance and a new hope. When that same Jesus stood before them victorious, risen from the dead, never to die again. Lord, we praise you also for the gift you have given us and have given the world in the United States of America, a land that attracts people from across the globe because of its promise of freedom and opportunity. We thank you for having led us through many trials, through wars and division and times of severe economic stress and acts of terrorism. Lord, in our day, you have blessed our nation with the greatest president we have seen, Donald J. Trump. Lord, this is a man who trusts in you, believes in your Son, and relies on the power of prayer. Time and time again, you have given him victory over his enemies, who have counted him out from the very first day he announced he was running for president, who were absolutely certain he could not ever win, who spied on his campaign, who misused federal intelligence agencies against him, who have fabricated lies about him, who launched fake investigations and impeachment proceedings, who denied equal representation and proper due process, who raided his home in an act unprecedented in American history, who convened grand juries for purely political reasons, and who indicted him on baseless grounds. Lord, at every turn, you have given President Trump victory and enabled him to accomplish great things for this nation. We ask you to give him and us victory once again. Give President Trump holy wisdom. Surround him with your angels of protection. And provide him the strength to carry out each day the work he does on behalf of America. Thank you for all the good you have accomplished through him and his administration's commitment to eliminate corruption from the seat of power in Washington, D.C., to secure the borders and strengthen the military of our nation, to frustrate those who planned terrorist attacks on our homeland, to foster law and order in our communities, to protect our citizens from the China virus, to restore and strengthen our economy, to promote honesty and fairness in our trade agreements, to appoint to our courts judges who faithfully apply our Constitution and laws as they are written, to defend the lives of the unborn from the violence of abortion, to improve our health care system, to properly care for our veterans, to defend the sacred heritage and safety of Israel and the good of all our allies, and to promote and defend the freedom of all citizens in the United States and throughout the world to live according to their religious beliefs. Lord, send your Spirit to our 45th president, that he may glorify you in every success and find consolation from you in every sorrow. Protect his family, guide his advisors, enable him to continue to accomplish those things that will secure the physical and moral strength of our nation for our children and grandchildren. Father, we trust in your providence, which has guided and blessed the United States of America from its earliest days. Grant that this trust may grow and be rewarded as we live out our calling to be good citizens on earth and faithful citizens of your heavenly kingdom. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. So prayercampaign.org, if you like that prayer, use it, download it, spread it, it's yours. All right, so friends, the Catholic vote should go for Trump. It should go for Trump. And I've developed various talking points at prolifepresident.com for the Catholic community. I started reading these yesterday. I don't want to repeat myself, but just continuing on. What should we say to the Catholic community? Now, it's not that these things don't also find adherence and and support within the wider Christian community. But if you ask the question, what should we say to Catholics? Well, let me give you some examples. Catholics support human dignity in their teaching, the church's teaching. So what President Trump did to combat drug abuse, historic measures he took, and human trafficking, dismantling some 3,000 drug trafficking organizations and more than doubling the number of convictions for human trafficking, that should have Catholic voters very pleased. Catholics know and appreciate our spiritual heritage with our Jewish brothers and sisters. And so all that President Trump has done for Israel, especially in, of course, his obvious support for them now and in these days of trial, and the fact that if he were in office, this would not have happened. Iran would not have been emboldened. Hamas would not have been emboldened, not with President Trump at the helm. But recognizing Jerusalem as the capital, moving our embassy there, recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, and of course the Abraham Accords, and securing Middle East's first peace accord in 25 years. Hello, Catholics. And you know, I'm particularly annoyed at these Catholics who, and Catholic leaders, they seem to have this anti-Trump bias, some of them. It's like, what, they've forgotten their own heritage, their own teachings. They can't even recognize the fulfillment and the fuel given to their own policy teachings when it's staring them in the face. This is what is so frustrating. Catholics believe that God's law is higher than man's law. And so the over 230 federal judges who, in cases affecting our children's children decades from now, will be issuing decisions that make it clear that it's not up to them to change the laws of nature or of nature's God. Strong social teaching of the Catholic Church is very, very consistent with the most strong and inclusive economy in American history that President Trump brought to us. Lowest unemployment rates, highest increase in median wage, biggest tax and regulatory cuts, and the positive effect this has on families. These are key talking points that should be celebrated among Catholic groups. Come on, folks. I'm talking to my own community here. Wake up. We oppose terrorism. How about the annihilation of the ISIS caliphate? Why don't Catholic leaders applaud that a little bit more? Keeping us safe from the world's top terrorists. The advancement of health. Catholic healthcare system, right? Largest in the country. We're grateful for President Trump's initiative to end the HIV/AIDS epidemic within 10 years. It's a clear commitment that he laid out. Obviously, the Catholic pro-life teaching, so strong. And President Trump did the most for the pro-life movement of any president, and he'll do so again. Catholics love our country and should be proud that we were energy independent under President Trump. And now under the fake Catholic president, it's no longer the case, because he doesn't want it to be the case. Law and order, so grateful for that. Opposing corruption, eliminating fraud and promoting integrity and transparency in government bureaucracies. Do you mean to say that's not a Catholic value? In health insurance companies and in the VA and in international relations. Transparency, openness. Get rid of corruption. How about believing in America as a free country rather than a socialist country? Catholic teaching against socialism, Marxism, crystal clear and a solid history there. Again, Catholic leaders, wake up. Wake up to what President Trump has done and will continue to do. In fact, he's the only leader who can do it. Stop the onward march of Marxism in our country. Kind of goes along with Catholic teaching. We believe in fairness. How about getting rid of the unfair trade deals that now the fake Catholic president has gotten us back into, where President Trump got us out of? See, again, this goes to what I was saying about, I'm not interested in voting for somebody because they claim to believe and practice my faith. I want to vote for somebody who's going to make it a safe nation, a secure country, where we can each live out our own faith and be safe and prosperous in doing so. We believe in along those lines in conscience, and President Trump established a division for conscience and religious freedom, protecting citizens by the hundreds were making complaints about how they felt violated in conscience by government authorities trying to tell them to violate their conscience, and the fake Catholic president threw all that out the window. It's President Trump who implemented Catholic teaching on conscience and the many other accomplishments of the administration. Again, prolifepresident.com. If you're messaging to Catholic friends, go there. You'll see the document, Messages for Catholics. Let's go back to prayer. Father, we thank you for this election. We pray for all the American citizens, but Lord, for the Catholic community, please make them aware and open the minds and mouths of Catholic leaders to make their people aware of these tremendous policy accomplishments and promises for the future under a Trump administration. We should be jumping for joy at the opportunity to advance each and every one of these policies. Lord, we pray that that will be the case. We pray for America. We pray for Catholic voters today specifically. Raise them up. Let them no longer be so evenly divided among themselves between the Republicans and the Democrats. Let them recognize that President Trump is the best friend of the church. The best friend of the church. Even if not a member of the Catholic Church, the best friend of the Catholic Church is freedom to be who she is and carry out the mission she has. Lord, we sum up all our prayers now in the words Jesus gave us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Friends, it's so good to be with you. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate you taking the time. And let me know how you find these programs, if they're helpful to you. I certainly hope they are. I know that many of you tell me they are. And invite others in to watch as well. Connect with me on social media on all the platforms at FR Frank Pavone. That's FR Frank Pavone. Looking forward to see you there, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
Hello, this is Abby Johnson of Unplanned the Movie. You know me as a longtime supporter of Priest for Life and of Father Frank Pavone. And I just want to encourage you, as someone who knows of the great work of this organization, please continue to stand strong. Please continue to support this mission. It is so needed now more than ever. Thank you so much for all of your support.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.